Welcome to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. And today we are quite honored to have with us Lieutenant Colonel Wes Hayes, who's speaking to us from Manila, who's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on with the recovery efforts in Manila and the Marine Corps' role and our military role there as well. Colonel Hayes, thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Ben.
Tell me a little bit about what you do there and what are you overseeing or what state are we in right now in this recovery from this typhoon?
Yeah, Ben, this is Operation Damayon. We've been here since the storm started with Joint Task Force 505. We've had U.S. servicemen and women from Japan, Hawaii, continental U.S., mainland Japan, Korea, all participating in this disaster relief effort.
How many men and women are committed to that from U.S. forces?
Well, actually, at the height of our numbers, we had a little over 13,000 servicemen and women here. With when the George Washington Carrier Strike Group was here, along with the USS Germantown in Ashland, it was a little over 13,000. That was the peak. And then the numbers have gradually declined as we've gone into more of a transition period now that the armed forces of the Philippines, the government of the Philippines, have started to exceed what we can possibly bring them.
And in eastern North Carolina, we have a little bit of an understanding, some understanding of what it takes, what happens after a major storm. We don't have quite the experience of that, though, of the typhoon that had 190 mile an hour winds at its peak, and I can't imagine what the overflight looks like in some of those areas. Can you describe that for us?
Well, I have not visited the typhoon-stricken areas myself, but my superiors are Joint Task Force Commander, Lieutenant General John Whistler has been there. He believes it was something like if you would have had a Category 5 hurricane sit over a land area for hours and hours, he said that's probably what it would look like.
Wow. So how would you describe the role? I understand that now one of the things that you were doing, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but was helping to secure the airport in Manila and make sure that those operations were able to kind of resume, if not some sense of normalcy, at least some fluidity there so that can bring supplies in.
Yeah, that definitely. We've used the international airport in Manila. It's actually the portion, the military side, it's called Villamore, as well as Clark Air Base, to do most of the evacuations of the stricken area. There's been over 20,000 displaced people that our aircraft have been able to evacuate out of there. But the big concern, of course, was the initial relief effort, providing just basic necessities, food and water, to ensure that there was no more loss of life.
Lieutenant Colonel Wes Hayes joining us from Manila to speak about what is an incredibly devastating area there in the Philippines from the giant typhoon that swept through that area now a couple of weeks ago. And again, Colonel Hayes, as you are continuing your mission there, well, describe your mission in particular. Is that to help us get the information, to help the information get out? Is that what you're doing?
That's what I am. I'm the Joint Task Force Public Affairs Officer, so just help all news media around the world, just the hundreds of reporters, hundreds of requests we get for interviews, making sure that everybody is up to speed and wants to know what's going on with the U.S. military here while they're in the Philippines.
I would imagine that, again, the joint services that are participating in that as well, those boots on the ground, they have to come away with a sense of awe about the destructive nature of that typhoon, but also then of an awesome responsibility to help these people get back on their feet.
Yeah, absolutely. And, they're working very hard. It's still, 85 degrees, very, very high humidity here, so they're working, around the clock. We were doing 24/7 operations, and we continue to do that. But I think one of the things that everyone takes away with, no matter how strong any storm is, the strength and the resiliency of the Philippine people is much greater than any storm could be. It's just been amazing to watch them on their road to recovery.
It's amazing to understand a little bit of the geography of the Philippines, all the hundreds and hundreds of islands that are there as well, too. Difficult for any kind of government to have any sense of a central government there, too. How is that coming back up to speed? Are you seeing the elements now of the Philippine government being able to do some of the things they need to do to take care of themselves?
Absolutely, and they've really eclipsed any capabilities that we could bring them. The National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Center is headquarters here in Manila, and similar to our FEMA in the United States, they're very much in charge of the next phase, which is going to be recovery. You know, since everyone has food now, everyone has water now, everyone has shelter now, but they start to go into a recovery phase, and then they'll go into a reconstruction phase. So the armed forces of the Philippines, along with the government of the Philippines, have they've been there from the lead. We've just been assisted with any unique capabilities we might be able to bring, but get quickly back on their feet.
That's amazing that we're at this stage, really. That's pretty good after a couple of weeks. And now, can you give us some sense of the numbers of people who are displaced from their homes? I mean, they have maybe food, water, and shelter now, but it's not their shelter. So how many do you understand are displaced?
Yeah, it looked like there was millions actually displaced from their homes. Over 5,000 perished in this particular storm, especially in the Tacloban, Olmec, and Gion areas of the country, which is down to the southeast.
You know, we do hope that not only that our presence is welcome there too, but perhaps they will learn a little bit more the generosity of the American people when they see some of the aid coming in. Is there a call that you would make out, maybe you personally or from the Marine Corps, out to other non-governmental agencies and churches and organizations that would like to help, that this is going to be an ongoing process?
Well, and, it's a good point. I mean, everywhere you go here in Manila, people are, strangers are coming up to you and just thanking you for what you've done and being here a part of this, this crisis and this mission. I have been working, pretty hard here. I don't know about what is going on much in the United States as far as the donations that are going on. But, of course, any ones that are, good and that are going to get resources here quickly is probably some of the better ones.
Yes, and in fact, there's a lot of organizations, and you can contact any number of them from RedCross.org to UMCOR, United Methodist Committee on Relief. You have a number of different charities that are taking place, Philippine-American organizations that are sending aid over to specifically to families that they know, that have been affected. So there's a lot of ways to reach out, and I hope that people will. But from your viewpoint there on the ground, in Manila, is there a sense of hope among the Philippine people that, yes, we've been cut down by this storm, but we know storms, and we know that we can make it back? Are you seeing that sense?
Oh, absolutely. The strength and resiliency, like I said, is just absolutely incredible. You can see that here in the capital, and that stretches around the country. So it's just, I know that they'll be back. But as this is a long, long effort. It's going to take years and years, and billions of pesos is the currency here. So it's going to be a long road to recovery, but I know they're going to do it quickly.
And now the American presence in the Philippines now has been, up and down over the years. Where does that stand now? What are you working out of? Again, you said Clark Air Force Base?
I personally am in Manila at their Camp Aguilando, which is one of their military headquarters units here in Manila.
Mm-hmm. And is there other American presence there, too?
Mostly also, like you mentioned, at Clark as well as Villamore. But now that we are transitioning out, we went from that high of over 13,000 men and women taking part. We're now down to today approximately 3,100 as we slowly transition out of the country since our initial relief effort and our initial mission is complete. We're going to be here for another, you know, number of days to make sure if the government or the armed forces of the Philippines need anything that we can provide, we can quickly get it to them.
All right. Lieutenant Colonel Wes Hayes, we want to thank you for joining us today from Manila to tell us more about this incredible situation and the efforts of the U.S. military, especially our Marines, getting in there and helping out. And Colonel Hayes, God bless you for your work, and we hope to see you home soon.
No, thanks very much. It's great talking to you, Ben. You all have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Colonel. That'll do it for us. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks very much. Take care.
Okay. Bye now.